The threat.
Yo.
What it do, baby?
What it do, baby?
We hype. We live. Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, man.
Yes,
pulling
sir.
Pulling it down, supporting the kids, supporting the woman. Or, you know, if you're a single dad holding it down, you know.
You're taking
shout
care
out to
of
you guys.
Homies.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's I don't know, man. We're so used to, especially, you know, in the times today, we're so used to the negative connotation for dads. There's not a lot of dads out there, you know? So there's not a lot of good dads. You know, there's always been a very, very negative when it comes to a father more than a mother, you know?
Yeah.
So, man, to the good ones out there just holding it down and doing what they gotta do, shout out to you guys, man. Happy Father's Day.
Yes, sir. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there on this beautiful, well, this on this Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, like it's about to pour down over here.
Yeah. But yeah, I can't complain. Just been a nice, relaxing day now. So just trying to really just enjoy my day off. And
before the work week starts right back up.
Huh?
I said before the work week starts back up.
Yeah, for real. I have today and Monday, and I work Tuesday to Friday.
He's working like a madman, people.
Yeah, and I'm off Saturday, and I work Sunday, and I'm off Monday, and I work again Tuesday to Friday straight.
Yeah. Fortunately for me, I get to go back tonight, so.
Oh, man, so you need to get that sleeping.
Yeah, exactly.
I hear that.
But we on course, though.
Yeah. There's some things we could talk about for the Trifecta Threat episode that was not discussed on the Brooklyn Power Trips edition of Weekly Wrestling Wrap-Up. You know, three dubs. Big three dubs. You know what I'm saying? We can talk about two things that I actually think that's going to be great for us now for the Sunday shows moving forward. We have two shows to discuss, people. That's right. We have the fallout of SmackDown, and that's usually always juicy. And now we have this brand new debut of AEW Collision, people.
Yeah.
I myself just finished watching it. I got off work yesterday late. I worked 2 to 10. So by the time I got home, it was all over.
Yeah.
I really couldn't find a way to rewatch it right away. So I was like, fuck it, let me just wait till today. And I watched it. And I got to finally. And I got a lot of good things to say about it.
Yeah, me
also,
too.
One bad thing, of course, there's always a bad thing. It's not really. It's just a confused. I'm confused, that's all. So
confused. We have our third man on the line, Drew Yari. Drew motherfucking Yari.
Drew motherfucking Yari. I'll only answer to Drew motherfucking Yari or just motherfucking Yari. What's up, dude?
Motherfucking Yari, what it do, baby?
How you doing?
Not much. Happy Father's Day to all the daddies out there. Whether it's whether they're not blood or they're blood, at the end of the day, you're a daddy and you're doing your job. So happy Father's Day, Monty. I know you're a daddy.
Hey, yes, sir. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, happy Father's Day, everybody out there. Beautiful Sunday. I was just telling RJ Drew that we got nice things to discuss now for Sunday shows for the Trifecta Threat. I was trying to tell people that we usually now get to always have the fallout of SmackDown, right? And that's always usually juicy. But now we have this brand new show with AEW Collision, hoping that it stays on the course and it's on that right collision that they're looking for, not the fucking bad one. And there's some things I wanted to talk to you guys about too. I was talking to RJ about it. It was late, but we didn't talk about it on air. And I dropped a question for the Brooklyn Power Trips show this week. But we can get into it for our show, like actually discuss it. And I think it's interesting. I think both you guys would be interested. And yeah, I think you guys will like it, honestly.
All right.
But yeah, people. Hey, welcome. Trifecta Threat back in business. 3 out of 3. You already know the real trios. Yeah, Alistair Black, I'm calling you out, bitch. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Whoa. Yeah.
I'm calling you out, not no Brody bitch or no Buddy bitch, because he's a bitch too. His girl getting tapped out on Monday nights every night. I mean Friday. Damn. Every night. He ain't doing a damn thing about it. He taking L's. Wait, did he? I think he won yesterday. I'm not too sure.
More like she's tapping everybody out. But you know, whatever.
She said the other day. She said she always like she. You heard what she said? She said she's always on top.
Yeah.
I saw all their faces when she said that. I saw Dom's face. I saw Damien's face, and I saw Finn's face. So I don't know, man. I don't know, buddy. Look like you getting bitched that boy. No, I'm playing. I'm pretty sure
he doesn't mind it, but you know, who would it judge? Yeah.
I like those guys. I was telling RJ about them that they have that nice little they have their own like set of lights. They have like their own like type of match now, like, and they presented it on Dynamite not so long ago. I hope they keep that going for them. Like that makes them extremely special. Like not only do you got the titles, but excuse me, they have their own type of match. They have their own type of lighting for their matches. Damn, bro. Like, that's what's up. No one has that. Like, I fucks with that. At least they make somebody feel special, you know? That's not, you know, a founding father of the fucking company. You know what I mean?
Kenny and the boys.
You know, but you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's nice. Someone that's not, you know, one of the guys that are from Jump. That they actually at least make an attempt, and you can see the attempt that they try to make them feel special. So but yeah, people, welcome. Beautiful Sunday. I hope it's beautiful where you guys are listening. You know what I'm saying? I hope it's beautiful where you at right now, Drew. In Texas.
Hot as fuck.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it's in the hundreds, boy.
Damn. I'm looking at cloudy skies, and I think RJ said he's looking at about a rain.
Oh yeah, cloudy skies out here too.
Yeah. So
I'm loving this South Carolinian breeze, baby.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
Baby.
It's a beautiful day though. I'm not gonna lie.
Baby. Thunder lips in the flesh, baby.
That's right.
But yeah, people, it looks like the bloodline is fully crumbling. That is like the biggest thing everybody's talking about, I would say. I would hope that's the biggest thing everybody's talking about from the fallout of Friday night. Hey, RJ, Drew, we saw two big guys from the Money in the Bank go face to face.
Yeah.
Friday night. Yeah.
My boy LA Knight coming out there, you know, getting his Santos Escobar's grill.
Mm-hmm.
Shoving Rey Mysterio, getting his payback from a couple of months ago, where Rey Mysterio just punched him in the mouth.
Yeah,
I like to call back to that.
If they do a story with them, they can have LA Knight rack up a bunch of wins against like everybody in LWO, and then when he faces Santos could just get the big win for the group. And then
his one win
will balance out, like, I don't know, LA Knight beats Ray a couple times, and like, I guess one of the Joaquin Wild or whatever tries to step up and he beats them quick, you know what I'm saying?
Well, boy, did they start that program in reverse, because Escobar beat him.
Yeah, you're right, actually, my fault. He beat him, yeah. He beat him off like a bullshit roll-up. Yeah, I see now. I watched the whole SmackDown. It wasn't too bad.
Nah, it wasn't. It wasn't.
We were talking about this when she lost the title, guys, and it's looking like Bianca's getting a little irritated. I'm hoping that's gonna move into something special.
Mm-hmm.
She's got no choice.
I'm hoping so, man. I mean, to be honest with you, damn.
I mean, Charlotte Flair comes waltzing in with her 14th face, and you know, gets a world title shot.
Bro, they need to make a Slender Woman movie and just cast her body.
Good grief.
just use her, just use the silhouette of her body, because bro, every time she comes back, she coming back skinnier. I don't know what Andrade doing. He like literally sucking the bone, the meat off her bones. I don't know what he's doing. Because she's getting skinnier and skinnier by the minute. And what's up with these bodysuits? These shits be looking mad uncomfortable. Yo, these shits be looking weird, bro. Everybody rocking these weird ass bodysuits. Like, bro.
I like my chicas to look like Sue Storm.
I don't know what's going on there, but I tell you what, Bianca had me distracted by her outfit, so I mean, go figure.
I think this is funny. This is a matchup where like they're both really great, and yet I really don't care for both. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like obviously Asuka's gonna. I feel like Asuka has to beat Charlotte. If Asuka loses to Charlotte, I'll be sick.
I'll be fucking sick.
I'll be so sick.
Sick to my stomach.
Yeah, I'll be so pissed. Like, she has to lose, and then Bianca just comes out and beats the shit out of her, and then they fight, and then Bianca becomes the bad guy. Like, just do it, bro.
Just let Bianca be a heel.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think the whole EST character screams heel, and we talked about this before. It just screams heel. It's very arrogant, it's very cocky, and it's very OD. So OD, that's what bro. It needs to be, but against Charlotte, is that gonna necessarily, because Charlotte's an overachiever. Yeah. So, I mean, there's no, we're gonna root for babyface Charlotte. I don't think so. Asuka, they just turned her heel.
That's what I'm saying.
So, like, who is the baby? Who's going to be the big baby face?
She has to turn heel, bro. And it's so, you're so right. It is.
I understand you. I agree with you. But the problem is, who's going to be the top baby face to combat all three of these women?
Yeah, they said, what they say, Charlotte's number two, right?
Charlotte is a heel as far as I'm concerned.
They have her as a baby face, though. I'm dead ass. They have her listed as a baby face.
Holy shit. Well, holy shit. Somebody's tone deaf. And come on. It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean,
they've been cheering her when she said, like, when she was like that cocky ass line, when she was like, I don't wait in line, I started the line. I didn't like that line. Like, that's a heel line. You're right. But, like, they cheered OD.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, I mean, at this point, Charlotte's kind of like in a small group of people where it's like they've done so much to where it's like you can't really boo them anymore. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's like The Rock. The Rock on paper is supposed to be, should be a heel, because he comes out and talks about how great he is and he shits on everybody else. But we cheer him. Same thing with Austin. But yeah, they've done so much in their careers where it's like we have to cheer him because they're so fucking cool.
Yeah,
I don't know if I would say Charlotte is cool like Austin, but she's proven that she's as good as she says she is. So
yeah, that's true. I don't know if she's definitely not as cool as Austin. If Charlotte Flair said, I'm gonna go in an RV and try to do a bunch of random fucking things that I never got to do in my wrestling career and title it Charlotte Flair Takes on America, I'm not fucking watching it.
Right, like Bianca. Bianca at this point needs to still kind of prove herself to the fans, because she wasn't really that over in NXT, and then she gets to the main roster, and she gets over as a face. But now the fans are like, we kind of want to see something else, because you're kind of starting to get a little stagnant. So I think the best thing for them to do is make her a heel. But WWE apparently is a little apprehensive because she's like big into like the Make-A-Wish and like doing stuff for kids and little girls love her. So I don't know if they want to pull the trigger on making her this like stone cold heel.
Yeah.
Right.
Fuck the kids.
Shit. Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's like,
who cares?
Not even just that. Like, you don't think you can make an extra little bit of coin on Bianca's name with her being a bad person, like being a bad guy? It's a story. It's not fucking real. Like, come on. She can still do the damn charity work. She's just being a bad guy on TV, for fuck's sake. It's not 1999 where she breaks a kayfabe, everybody go be fucking tight. Like, god damn it. God damn, Bianca can't keep shit straight. Like, no, it's not like, it's not like Taker's gonna be like, oh, let me bring a gun backstage now. You know what I'm saying? It's not like that. I mean, I don't know. I feel like she could still do chair work and still be a bad guy. It's fucking, it's television, for fuck's sake. Like, at the end of the day, that was mad funny. I was just talking to my brother, right? He called me and wished me Happy Father's Day. And he was talking about, you still watch that soap opera? And I'm like, yo, fuck you, bro. Because at the end, it's so funny. because without the wrestling, like real shit, without the wrestling, it is a bunch of soap opera. It's a bunch of storytelling. It's a bunch of egos going mad at each other. Or what the women is, I look better than you. You fat. Or you need to get in shape. I look better than you. Look at my tits. Like, or, well, that's like,
they say
that's
that?
Like early, that's like actually early 2000s, my fault. Like, the storyline's really all about that. Like, I mean, now it's like they can actually wrestle. So actually, but you get what I'm saying. It's a bunch of egos right. Batting each other to see who's better.
It's a male soap opera. That's what they usually love seeing on TV.
Yeah. It's a soap opera in the same sense that comic books are soap opera. And wrestling is essentially a comic book come to life.
Yes, it is. It is because to see those people like live and like how humongous they are and like how, like, you know, they themselves are so into their own character, it makes the audience that are even there like, oh my god. Like, imagine seeing, like, I've never experienced it, but like, imagine seeing Taker at like a Mania or some shit, you know what I mean? Like, live, just to experience, or just seeing him live in general, like, that's cool. Like, so, yeah. I forgot what we were talking about.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm so serious. I really did.
Are you been smoking? You been smoking, Monty?
Duh.
You smoke some of that hash? Yeah.
What you mean? Yeah. The fuck?
Yeah.
That's let the only part of that I'll fuck with, honestly.
Let me get a fourth and a Dimebag. Yeah.
What'd you say, RJ?
No, I'm saying like Ellen Knight buying weed. Yeah, let me get 3/4 and a Dimebag. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you got the pre-rolls? Oh, let me get 2 of those too. Yeah.
I need some more hash. Yeah.
What else happened on SmackDown? You think they're gonna break up Damage Control? Bayley and Io keep having problems.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. That group sucks.
Yeah.
What you talking about? Why are you asking that question for Monty? You know damn well that's about to happen.
Sorry, my bad.
Dakota down too? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Damage Control. Yeah.
He said, oh, yeah.
It's done. That group is finito. On paper, it should have been way better than what it was, man. Honest to God, it should have been.
You know what it was? You know what I think it was? They took too Bayley, many L's.
Bayley failed as a leader. Not even the EO and Coda, they ate. Bayley as a leader failed, man. How you gonna lead girls as a veteran to lose?
Yeah, she kept. Yeah,
you can't.
I mean, Bayley works better on her own. You know, like when she was with Sasha, that worked because her and Sasha, that's her friend. But it's like they just randomly were like, it's like watching a movie with like really good actors, and you're like, these are really good actors, but they just don't work well together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I love Bayley and them yams, but them yams don't go well with those other two girls, unfortunately.
Which is a shame because Bayley got yams and EO got yams too. And you think you put the yam and the bam and the yam, you know, you put all that together and you got the best of both worlds. Yeah.
Yeah. Bayley at this point just doesn't care anymore. She just wants everyone to see her yams.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad. And let me tell you something, that Jay Brown, Aaron Solo, he fumbled the ball big time, didn't he not? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
look at him, he's a bum.
Aaron Solo.
He's a fucking bum. Bum.
You're a bum. Bum.
Bum. He lost that bum.
He is a bum. What else happened on SmackDown?
How the hell you fumble that, man? Cross?
Oh, I guess we could talk about the main event. There wasn't really much else other than that. Yeah, man. My man said, you know what? You out. And I'm out too. Yo, Roman sold that shit like death. He just dropped like, oh. So good.
He's just, and it's just, I'm all mad. What you doing? What are you doing? And then they just both super kick him.
Yeah, it was so good.
That was awesome.
So I'm so glad. I really hope they beat that. They have to beat them in Money in the Bank, right?
I mean, Roman can afford to lose, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like, I mean, yeah, he can.
Yeah, he can. So, like,
Oh my God. Imagine Jay pins him.
That's the dream, isn't it?
That's
the dream.
Like, say, like, let's say Jay doesn't even, like, dethrone him, like, actually take those titles, right? Let's say he doesn't do that. Let's say that's not in the storyline, right? But, if he's the first person to pin him since 2019, that's a big thing to hold, too.
Yeah. Man, then at SummerSlam, that could be your main event, Jay versus Roman for the title.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I hate to see it because we know he's gonna lose. So,
I mean, who says he has to? Who says he is? He says he will?
The wrestling gods. Because isn't, correct me if I'm wrong, Drew Yard, but isn't Cody Rhodes still supposed to win the belt? That's what everybody named Mom. Everybody named Mom keeps on telling me that.
I don't know, man. Me and Justin talk about on the show, like on Wednesday or the Wednesday before that, where it's just like. Who says Cody has to be the first guy? Let's say Jay. Who says Jay couldn't win it? I don't know. Like it's weird.
Says, oh, damn it.
Well, Vince McMahon can go suck a dick. But anyways, like just.
Oh God.
I don't know. Wrestling's weird. Like anything could happen.
Not Vince. This doesn't.
Vincenzo. Vincente. Vincente McMahon.
That mustache is ridiculous.
That weird ass mustache, but I just picture Triple H backstage. All of a sudden, you see this giant TV come up from the ground and it's Vince. Butter. Hunter, Phil's here. Get him out.
I feel like, honestly, I wouldn't even be mad if Jey Uso won the belt, but at the same time,
I wouldn't either.
It's like, but at the same time, truthfully. I don't even know, man. It's like, I don't know. If he pins him, fine. And then loses, fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. But he, like, I don't know. If he, as long as he pins him at Money in the Bank, I really wouldn't even care if he lost, to be honest. Because he's, even if he lost, hey, I still broke your undefeated streak that you have for like 3 fucking years. Whatever. I may not
that
have
makes
fucking,
sense.
I may not have fucking got your title, but I made you beatable, nigga. Like I beat you. Like I beat you. Fair and square. No one cheated. We beat you. Unless they do cheat. But
kiss my ass.
I wish they don't cheat. Nigga. I hope they don't cheat. But I feel like KO and Sammy's gonna get involved. Screw Roman and Solo.
Again?
They're gonna win. Yeah, I feel like I do.
No, that's already done because they already have a program with fucking Pretty Deadly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and they got fucking Imperium on their ass too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh, okay. So then, yeah, that makes it better. He does. He beats him fair and square. Yeah. Like I may not have got your title, but I made you beatable. Like I beat you already. So
beat your ass.
I'll beat you. I did something no one can ever do. I beat you.
Right. Nobody has never done in like 3 years. I'm the one. Like we the ones. Like
yeah. We the one. We the ones. Oos. And you the two. Oh.
I wish they cursed OD.
Motherfucker.
I beat your bitch ass in the middle of the ring. So that means I get a title shot. Oos. Now what you gonna do about it, Oos?
I'm gonna dog walk your bitch ass all the way down to from goddamn England all the way to goddamn Detroit, bitch.
They say.
You went the big dog. You the big bitch.
Ooh. They do say that a lot. I know that. But they gotta add more, man. Like, fuck. It's
bitch ass nigga.
Yo, nah, they can't. I wish, but they can't.
But is that funny?
I just want Roman to make that angry face and just turn to Paul Heyman. Wise man, who does bitch ass motherfucker think he talking to?
I mean, that's how they present themselves, do they not?
Yeah. I mean, Roman Reigns, the way that bonnet and the goddamn the nails, like in that stupid ass meme that everybody keep on sharing on Twitter. Oh man, that's stupid.
For real. But nah, man, I'm excited to see what's going on. Money in the Bank's gonna be good then. You're gonna have that, and you're gonna have, the two Money in the Bank matches. Drew, who you want coming out of those real quick? I feel like me and RJ discussed it, but I haven't really heard anything about from you. Like, I haven't spoken to you in a minute because I've been fucking gravely ill with some, I don't know if it's stomach, acid, harbor. I don't know. It might be all three, but who you want coming out of these two?
And the Money in the Bank match?
Yeah, for men's and the women's. Yeah, since they're
for the men's, it's easy. Yeah, I want him to win, or Damian Priest. I'll be fine with either. The women's, I don't know about the women's because like it ain't gonna be Zelina Vega. I know that. I think there's still a spot left for the women's, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Raquel Trish Stratus next week. Or tomorrow
okay,
night,
there,
excuse me. We'll fight.
There you go. I guess I'm gonna go with Io. I'm gonna go with Io for the women's because that seems like the best bet. Because I like Zoe, but I doubt they're gonna just like give her a Money in the Bank just so they can push her. Like they want to wait till she's actually over, and then. You know, Becky ain't winning. Becky doesn't need it, so she's not going to win. And Bayley doesn't really need it, so she's not going to win. Zelina's definitely not going to win it. And Raquel, she more than likely will get in it, but she ain't going to win it. So I'm going to go with Io.
Yeah, and I feel like Trish will fuck up the... will beat up Becky so that way they could get a match at SummerSlam. Yeah, that makes sense. So yeah, I agree. Io is the perfect. I think she's the perfect choice, and then that hypens up the women's briefcase. She could hold it for a while. She don't gotta cash it right away.
Yeah, of course not.
Be smart, and it'll be she could smart. She could play it out because the two women champions right now are really dominant. Who knows? Like who says she won't cash in on Asuka herself? You know,
that'd be cool.
I want Asuka at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
They have the match. Bayley fucks Io over by accident. Then fucking, they have a fight and then boom, that's your feud.
Just rehash that promo where they're just talking shit in Japanese and Io just goes, Beach.
Beach. Yeah.
Beach. That's how you end every promo off.
Yep.
When you're talking to RJ. Bitch. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty much for SmackDown. And then yesterday was the brand new show of AEW Collision. I know motherfucking Yari watched it and was on the soup yesterday. Talking mm-hmm. about he was, right.
I got yelled at by Joe Numbers. It was fun.
Oh. Yeah. Damn. You got scolded
because I was trying not to clear my throat so much, and he's like. Who's clearing their throat? It's really distracting. I'm like, I'm sorry, Joe. That was me. and in my head, I'm thinking like, oh my God, I hope he doesn't say anything about my fire alarm chirping. But it was a lot of fun.
What are you doing, man?
But yeah, the show, I watched it today. It wasn't too bad. I want to talk to you guys about CM Punk's promo.
Mm-hmm.
Miro had a nice squash match of me and the chat, Tony Nese. It's great to see my boy. And honestly, looking at him and his physique, I'm not going to lie. It's been almost 2 years since I saw him on TV, like wrestling. So to see that he's still in shape, I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry, AEW fans. It's so good. Oh, my God. So good.
So good. So good.
You're so good.
You're so good.
So good. Stop.
Oh, no.
stop. That's so good. You're gonna have no 70-pound-year-old high schooler in some leggings beat Miro. What the fuck? This doesn't even make sense. What world? What world are we living in? This isn't fucking we're not even in DC, Marvel. Not even Marvel will let that happen. They're confirming. They go, we can't fucking do this shit. Who are we? Like, what's wrong with you people?
Monty's still not over it. He's not.
No,
over
it's so dumb. People scolded Miro like, are you fucking dumb? You, a 250-pound monster, who technically, let's be real, technically, he should be in the hunt for AEW world title. He should be. He should have been. Since he's been there, he should have been. That's word to my mom. Matter of fact, no. That's word to my dad. His Father's Day. That's word on my pops that he should have been in the world title picture ever since he joined. But I don't get it. To this day, he's had the best TNT title run. And if you lie, AEW fans, it's so good. Shut up. No. Stop.
So good.
But it's the truth. So, like, I see why I'm still on his side. I would have been like, why can't you put me over? How many people has actually beaten Darby Allin like a big time matchup? He's always overcome them. He never really lost. Come on, man. Like, made no sense. I'm not losing to no 70-pound-year-old high school looking weirdo in some booty shorts, jean booty shorts like that. No.
At least Darby actually takes it seriously, and he's actually more of a serious contender than fucking Orange Cassidy. I'd take Darby over Cassidy.
I will give you that, but in the same breath, motherfucking Yari. You 250 muscle, you're pure muscle, and you're not Terry Crews. You're not wannabe. You're not no fake. You know what I'm saying? You're one of one. You made it out the country. You feel me? Like he is a monster. I'm not losing to you. I'm sorry. That coffin shit. That coffin shit. All Miro gotta do is just bounce off the ropes and just run full force at him. He's dead. Fucking Darby.
Well, he did do that.
Huh?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Miro did beat Darby for the TNT title.
No, I think the proposed program was for Miro to lose to him again.
Yes.
Well, for Miro to lose to him like last year.
Yes, and like they wanted Miro to come back after being gone to do a program with Darby to lose at the end of the program. Like, no, like that's what you brought me back for? Like, come on, people, come on, y'all. Let's be real. That's what you got. You guys, both of y'all. You had programs. Matter of fact, time out. You had a WrestleMania match with John Cena, and you want me to lose to Darby Allin? With all due respect, bro, suck a dick. Come on, bro. Come on. Okay, stop.
Suck my D.
For real, stop. Like, come on, bro. It didn't make no sense. Like, but anyways, I got OD off track. But he had a nice squash match. The stage was... Yo, that stage looks better than the Dynamite one. The new Dynamite one. I like the stage. It looks cool, man. I have a question for y'all though. It looks like Collision is gonna have an entirely different feel, even though it's still AEW. Look, it feels it. Like they have a. Who's the commentator? These voices sound mad different.
Kevin Kelly, Nigel McGuinness.
Nigel McGuinness and who?
Kevin Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah. They're on whatchamacallit? They're on Ring of Honor.
Okay.
The Ring of Honor thing, and now they brought him on Collision. So, yeah, and JR, but I love JR, but JR needs to call it a day.
Yeah, right. I agree. Yeah, so they have them, and it feels different. It looks different. I like that stage. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I like something. I like when they mix it up. But if I need to ask you something, and it needs to be straight up. Do they need a draft? Where
no,
no,
no.
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 No drafts.
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because it doesn't warrant a draft. Think about the premise of this, right? This is happening because guys don't like each other. So, this is simple. Guys who don't like each other on one show and the other half on the other show.
That's so bad. Keep it simple
just like that.
That's so sad.
It's a stupid reason. It's
logical, right? The reason, like the move behind it's logical, but it's sad. Y'all grown men. This is pitiful. Like, shame on all parties. Like, this is
Yeah,
sad.
Shame on Tony Khan, too. He's failing as a boss.
Oh, in that regard. Owner, EVP, vice president, head of creative. How many titles you fucking have? You fucking... it just makes no sense. You definitely suck as a fucking owner. You want to be fucking... You want to be a... Like, you want to be a people pleaser. It makes no sense, Jack. You run this business. Like... I don't know, man. It's dumb. It's dumb. Well, if that's the case, they need to have a title on there. Which brings me to my next...
That's too many titles are enough as it is.
No, I'm saying, like, one of the titles that's been on Dynamite, it has to be, like, one of the guys from Collision has to, like, win it, or... And it has to be, like, a mainstay title, you know what I mean?
I mean, just put the TNT title on Collision, leave the TBS title on Dynamite.
Yeah, I like that. That's fine. That's so fine.
And just have them, like, cross shows or whatever. But same thing with the world title. Same thing with the world title. Just have MJF go to, like, different shows.
Just have MJF continue to do what he's doing.
Now, my second question is this. Since you guys said no already, does Rampage warrant to go onto YouTube?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Me and Yari both said it.
Yeah, no one watches Rampage.
No, I know. No one does. I never did. It's terrible.
Yeah, Horseface Aubrey main eventing a fucking show that shows that it should be on fucking YouTube.
The ref?
Yeah, Horseface Aubrey. She was wrestling on Friday.
It definitely belongs on YouTube then. Yeah,
she was wrestling with fucking Mark Briscoe, whatever. Yeah, Mark. Yeah, Mark Briscoe and his dad, I guess. And they were in a fucking main event on the show.
What the fuck?
That's put nothing on, new. They always have his dad in matches. So that YouTube part of it's nothing new. I mean, at least they try to have a little bit of fun there. But that Karen, I could have did without Karen and Aubrey. Good Lord.
I don't know. And like me and Mish and the guys, we were doing like our own little chat before the show. And Mish was like, why the hell is Lana not on the show? Like, why haven't they not brought in Miro's wife? And Mish took the words out of my mouth. She's worth at least 10 Karen Jarrett's.
Yeah,
a paycheck is gonna be hefty. Tony Khan have to come out of pocket for that. That's probably why, and he's probably coming out of pocket for Miro's check.
No, if he can pay for fucking Elton John to do the fucking intro, yeah, he can pay for Lana.
Money is not an issue for Tony Khan.
That's true. That's so true. Yeah, that's true.
And by the way, what do you guys think about the Elton John song as the intro?
I'm cool with it. It adds flavor to the show. I'm telling you, bro. I feel like
it feels different.
If they do it right, it's gonna feel completely different from Dynamite. If they do it right,
it feels different than Dynamite.
That promo he did, bro, was kind of OD. Like, he kind of flamed him. Like, good. I don't. Mm-hmm. He OD'd, son. He really OD'd.
Good. They had that time to take their shots at him all this time while he was out. The little subtle sneak disses and subliminal shots. And he took his last night.
A lot of Punk's like promos like throughout the years. Like, I've always thought of Punk as like a stand-up comedian. Like an insult comic.
Yeah.
Where he just goes out there and just like talks shit to people, but he doesn't in flair. Like, he doesn't just come out. He could easily just came out and say, Kenny Omega's a bitch. The Young Bucks are cucks. Like, he could have just said that. But no, he just did it. He was more like subtle, but not so subtle. Where he's like, I'm sorry that you're softer than the wrestlers you like.
I was like, damn, son. He OD.
Where's the lion at, by the way?
And then he was like, the king is back. I'm like, yo, he's grimy. Like, yeah.
What's the lion? Anything he said?
Nah, that everything he said, like, yeah, that's why I like that he kept saying, tell me where the lies. Like
Punk is the drunk person at a wedding that just goes, nah, me and WWE are cool, but I got something to say to these bitches right over here.
Yeah. Honestly, his best bet is just run this contract out, and honestly, he could deal with Triple H. Triple H knowing, obviously, he's done with wrestling, so he don't got to deal with none of that. And he could be the part-timer like Brock and just make the bread in WWE, do the matchups. Bro, I was just saying this. I was just saying that. Let's be real. They managed Punk poorly as soon as he came in. He's been gone from wrestling for how long? I wasn't a big fan, so how long he been gone?
What, 7 years?
7 years, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He came back after 7 years, and they were having him wrestle like 20-minute matches back to back to back to back to back. Like, what are y'all doing? He don't need to be doing all these wrestling matches.
And then I think he was calling the shots. You think Tony Khan is telling CM Punk what to do? I think not. So? Come on. This is AEW.
Then he's dumb because
it's not that he's dumb. He wants to show everybody he can do it.
Right. It's just like you look at Edge, for example. Like, Edge can still go, but WWE is smart to say, we're going to have you go out every week and wrestle, even though he probably easily could do that, but he doesn't need to do it. And with Punk, it's a pride thing because Punk still wants to show he can go. So I don't think Punk is dumb on that part. And
no,
granted, I have criticized that booking where I'm like, why does Punk need to go out there and have a competitive match with, you know, Lee Moriarty? Like, he does, like, and I get what he's trying to do. He wants to give these guys television time and show that they can go and that they're worth something. But it's just like, you don't need to go every week. Just, it's like Cornette always says, just let the people be happy that you're there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he was in WWE, Triple H wouldn't let that fly. But you know what? You can, RJ, you say it so much. Like, less is more. And why? With a guy like Punk, you can do less and you can get so much more. You can have him promo it up each week. You can have him show up each week. You can have him get into a brawl the next week. Have whoever he's in a feud with storyline him when he's not around the third week. And then the fourth week, they have the final face-off. And then you have the blow over 20-something. Like, if he wants to have a 20-something minute match, you give him that 20-something minute match with whoever it is that you know is going to go with him that long, and it's going to be fucking great. Like, and then they'll have him like not wrestle. Then if he really wants to, you have him wrestle in like a random Raw or a random SmackDown. They would have played it smart to the point where they could conserve his health because he is old. Like, still look good.
And not even just that. When he wrestles, it's a big deal.
Right. Because he's not wrestling every week and he's wrestling a big time dude that, like, damn, you would have never thought. Like, yo, who? I get 110%. I know he says this shit a lot. I know he don't like him. I know Seth Rollins talk mad shit, right? That would have been one of his first feuds off-rip.
Which I think that's a work, but, you know.
It is. I think so, too. But, like, they would have had a feud off-rip. I knew they would have. And that shit would have been crazy. Seth would have talked mad shit. And then that 1 week CM Punk just shows up, brawl. Next week, CM Punk, I'm here now. Where you at, Seth? Where you at? Tries to ambush him. He's ready for another brawl. And you know what I'm saying? And they finally face off face-to-face. No ambush in the last week before fucking you. And then, boom, bro, pay-per-view match, they finally face off. Like, come on, son. What? I don't care what anybody says. That would be more, but that'd be bigger than anything he's ever done. And I would say more than the squash match against. I'm serious. Like, it's just sad. Like, it's just sad that, like, no one could be adults about anything. It's really sad. That's the worst part. That's what it is. Because if everybody
say what you want about.
What happened?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
No, I was gonna say it's like say what you want about WWE. WWE at least runs it like a professional company. And right. If there's any right. problems, you have Triple H, you have whoever to just say, act like an adult or leave.
You mean to tell me? Punk approaches Trips.
Your connection's cutting out.
This championship matchup, I'm a little hurt. Like, I'm dead ass. I'm not fucking with you. I'm a little hurt. What are we doing? Do we fix this? Do we fix the match? Like, do I lose quick? What happens? What do we do? Like, I'm pretty sure they would have called. It now fucking Triple H going no, go out there and fucking go. Like, what type of shit is that? I don't know, like you said, WWE they run it like an actual I don't know It's very professional. This is dumb. And it's so much. The saddest part is they can make so much more money if they all just fucking act like adults and just squashed everything.
I mean, like Kenny, for example, sounds like he wants to do business. Like Kenny, you know, say what you want about him. He at least is more rational and wants to work. Whereas, like, the Bucks are, you know,
you're talking about our friend. Hangman Adam Page is a good guy. It's just,
I know. Kenny always does seem like the laid back dude. He's just trying to enjoy the time for what it is, like, for the time being. He's trying to soak it all in every day, every time. That's what it looks like. And, bro, at the end of the day, there's just more money to be made if y'all just all reconcile. Like, it's just annoying, you know what I'm saying? People saying, oh, they don't have to fucking do it. They don't, but they're being stupid by not doing it. But that's just my personal opinion. But, damn, well, I guess not so interesting. You guys answer those fucking questions pretty fucking fast. Damn, fuck you guys.
Sorry about that.
I was thinking, like, they have the brands, quote unquote, because they have three fucking shows. Like, they have their roster is bloated. You have certain people stay on certain shows. Maybe you can actually get a more organized program for each show. Like, everything will feel more concise because everybody's on like one show. Like, you know, and it forces the audience to watch certain shows. Like, you can force somebody to watch Rampage depending on who gets drafted there. Like. But fucking adults acting like children is, you know, preventing all that, basically.
Yeah.
That's fucking terrible. Because they can do it. They got the roster. Y'all can't tell me they don't.
Right, but it's just like you look at Collision and then you compare it to Dynamite. It's like night and day because like when they're showing the match card for Dynamite, I just look at it and go, they might as well just beg me not to watch it because there's nothing on that show I care about. I don't care about anything Jericho has to do. I don't care about Bleedy McBleederson Moxley, acting like a tough guy, Blaniel Garcia and Wheeler Useless.
Why are you? Getting
I don't care about.
That? Why are you getting?
I don't give them. Cause fuck those guys. But
yeah, I hate them. Every time they come on my show, every time they come on TV, it's so funny. Ironically, when I change the channel and I go, you know what? AEW sounds fucking good to watch tonight. I'm not doing shit. You know what I'm saying? About to smoke my doozy. About to watch some wrestling. And I flip the channel and Wild Thing. I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna fucking piss on your heart. You piece of shit.
Fucking. And it's like you look at Collision, like the match with Wardlow and Lucha.
No,
I thought I was going to. No. I'm going to talk about it too. I'm going to talk about it. Okay. That was probably the best match I've seen Wardlow have in a while. And you know why? Because they actually had him go out there and work like a big guy.
Yeah.
They didn't have him, you know, go out there and work like Brian Cage, who's supposed to be Jack, but he wants to do 360 toupees and suicidas. I mean, granted, Wardlow did the Swanton, which actually didn't look that bad, but. They were like, hey, you're a big guy. How about you work like a big guy? How about you do power moves instead? And what do you know? It worked. And Lucha didn't look half bad either. And it also helped that you had Christian Cage out there kind of like agenting the match almost. So that was, again, Wrestling 101, sell. And that's another big thing about Collision is that there was a lot of selling, like good selling. And like the match with Buddy and Andrade. Like, they went out there and just beat the shit out of each other to the point where I'm like, are they actually hurt?
Yeah that was a hard-hitting match. That was my favorite match of the night.
I agree.
Right. Aside from the whole the lights go out thing, I'm like, could have done without that, but that's just me. But, yeah, that match was really fun. The women's tag match wasn't bad either. And
I tell you what else ain't bad.
What, Sky Blue?
Them cakes on Sky Blue. Jesus Christ. Rice. Is that short getting smaller and smaller or what?
She's what Cora Jade should be.
Oh my God. Oof.
Didn't WWE release her some shit?
Who, Cora Jade?
No, Sky Blue.
I don't know. No, Sky Blue was in NWA, I think.
Oh.
And she was apparently charging $200 for an interview.
Oh.
Which I'm like, okay, bitch. Chill. Chill for a little bit, but...
Chill, mama, chill.
And the main event was fun, even though I thought it maybe was a little too long. Like, there was a point where, like, they did the typical modern wrestling thing of let's do a big move, but let's kick out, and then let's kick out again, and let's have somebody interrupt the pin. I'm like, okay, can we wrap it up? Because you're kind of milking the clock. But yeah, the match was fun overall. Good show.
Yeah, it was. I liked it. I liked it a lot. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Later I'll be watching Marvel. So, thanks to finally watch that.
Yeah, we're going to see The Flash later.
Oh, I'm so envious, but I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. Right. I got my...
It's going to be great, though. Fuck Ezra Miller, but you know what? Ezra Miller does
not... I'm going for the Batman.
His actions don't stand for everybody else who put their hard work into the movie. That's how I look at it, so I'm still going to fucking watch it.
I mean, I'm going to support the Batmans, and I heard Supergirl is actually pretty fucking cool. So I'm going to go watch her, see how she does. But yeah, fuck Ezra Miller. That's all I got to say.
Is it true this is the last time Henry Cavill's in a movie?
The last movie on par that he was actually in was that cameo in Black Adam.
Mm.
But yeah, I don't know. Warner Brothers has this weird hatred of Henry Cavill. I don't know why.
I love that. He's the best Superman. I don't know why people do that.
I liked him as Superman. I wish he got more out of it. I don't know if I would call him the best Superman because he just had Man of Steel, and Man of Steel wasn't that great.
People say it was long, but then technically though,
right?
His origin was, I don't know. You can't split up his origin into two. I don't know. People say it was boring, but I'm not gonna lie. I like
it. Wasn't boring.
You know what gets me mad? When it first came out, you know, it got me mad. People complained about how like it was just a bunch of like punch, kick, and then mass building destruction. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, bro. This dude's an alien. He's fighting another alien. And they have superhuman strength. One punch is going to knock them through the building. The buildings are going to fucking break. Like, do you not use your brain when you watch these things? Like, I'm so confused. Like, right. you have to make the fight scene as realistic as possible. If Superman's getting punched or fucking thrown by another fucking alien with super strength through a building, what the fuck you think is going to happen to the fucking building? Like,
Not shitting on Henry because I liked Henry. I liked Snyder Cut. I just, the whole idea of a dark Superman movie, it sounded good on paper, but it's like Superman should be more jovial and a lot more brighter, especially in the times we live in. We need something to hope for, even if it's like imaginary.
That was my problem with the film. It was too grainy, too dark. I'm like, this ain't Superman.
Like, Batman needs to be the dark one. Like, right. He's a dark knight, for example. You know, Wonder Woman can get away with being more dark and gritty. Superman needs to be the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, and and that was my problem. And you know, it was funny. Wonder Woman took a step back. It took like two steps forward with the first one, and the second one took like five steps back. She was so dependent and so like, goddamn, like she's OD. She's OD nasty with it. And then the second one, she's OD dependent on the dude who's a fucking human. Like, what? Huh? The whole movie. It's a whole, like, story, love story. I'm like, yo, this is
what you're awful.
I wasted this on. Yeah, it was so bad, bro. I'm like, this is terrible. Like, you wasted a second Wonder Woman. You wasted a second Wonder Woman movie to make it basically like a love story and her vulnerable to this. I know she loves him, and you know, love is great and all, but like, she's an Amazonian and she's all vulnerable to this fucking human man? Like, what? It's just smackish. Like, it's all kind of like fucking Hollywood, bro. Like, that just gets me so upset. Like, they love
I don't how like to, when,
oh,
when she ran away, she's like, I'll never love again.
Like, I go, they ruined the second one. And they were like, yeah, they're done. I'm like, good. I'm glad they're done. It warranted the ending. Closure.
RJ, did you see Spider-Verse yet?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I thought it was fucking fantastic. I thought it was really good, man. I don't know, man. The multiple subliminal messages it was sending, man, it was really, really good, and I got them right off bat. I thought that the representation of each spider character was on par. And I had a lot of fun with the film, man. I had a lot of fun with it, man. And that ending, holy fucking shit!
What's funny is just like the movie's supposed to be 2 hours and 20 minutes, but it doesn't feel like 2 hours and 20 minutes. And because I was so invested that I was already feeling the ending coming along. Mm-hmm. And then when it finally ended, I'm thinking, that's where they ended on? Like, come on, I need more movie.
I know, right?
And I heard somebody behind me go, are you kidding me? I went, it's a two-parter.
I know, right? A lot of people were upset about that too. I'm like, it's a two-parter. And they, you know, they showed.
For real, there's a second part to that.
Yeah, coming out next year.
Yeah, it's like in Infinity War and Endgame where it was like two parts. So this is what it's like, and it ends on a cliffhanger. That's and cool. Like, again, without spoiling anything, there's cameos in this, but like they do it in a way where it's not. It doesn't feel like they're pandering. Where it's like, look at this, and look at this, and look at that. It's like, okay, what does that do with the story? Like, to do it in a way where it's like, you have to keep up with everything you're watching in the back, because, you saw the trailer where they're, like, in the lobby of, like, different Spider-Mans, and the whole time, they're, like, making it look like a comic book where, like, you pass one Spider-Person, and they'll show, like, the logo and, like, the inscription next to them saying, this is Spider whomever. This is Spider-Man from the PS4 game. This is Spider-Man from the 1970s cartoon. And it's just like, the whole time I'm like, okay, I can't wait for the Blu-ray to come out because I need to pause this shit and see who these motherfuckers are. I'm like, who's that?
Right.
But there's a cameo in it. And RJ knows what I'm talking about. There's a cameo in it that I was like, oh shit, this connects everything.
Yeah.
And, they do something else with, it's a cameo, but not really a cameo, where they show like different Spider-Men in different universes where, yeah, again, it's not really, it's like, it's more of just like reused footage. It's not really a cameo, but the third movie, I have a feeling they're going to go all out and they're going to like give us what we want. But I can't say enough good things about it. It's a fucking good movie. I'm still debating, is it my favorite Spider-Man film? Is it my favorite animated film? I know it's probably the best looking animated film I've ever seen in my life, because I love that style that they use, and I don't even know what it's called. Because I remember I was watching Puss in Boots, the new one, and in the action scenes, they were using that style of animation from Spider-Verse.
They were.
And like, that's what drew me in, so I don't even know what that animation style is called, but I love it.
I think that's what made me like the first one so much, was the way how they did it. It was different. Like, it looked different. And yeah, I want to see that too. I finally, since, you know, me and RJ, you know, Wally World's our best friend, we get the DVDs that come out, like, I think, like, after a couple months or so. And I try to pick them up, even though they're kind of bread now. I can't believe DVDs are that much money now, nowadays. Mm-hmm. Just for the disc. It's crazy. But, I can't wait to see that. I can't wait to watch Super Mario Bros. And I just finally saw fucking John Wick 4, Drew. I got that on DVD. That was good. They keep finding new ways to make it interesting. I like the scene where they show from up top, and it looks like a puzzle, like a plate, like a thing, and he's just going shooting people.
And then he has that fire shotgun. Ooh.
Oh my god, yo, he was destroying people. And I like the fight scene in Tokyo, and Donnie Yen and the dude that played Scorpion in Mortal Kombat. They had a little nice little face off in Tokyo.
I love that actor. He's one of my favorite actors.
Me too.
Hiroyuki Sanada?
He's great.
Oh, I love him. Badass motherfucker, bro.
You know what's so funny? I remember him from Rush Hour 3.
Yeah. Rush Hour 3, he was...
What's the first thing I saw him in?
Yeah, me too. And then he was in Revenge as the Japanese guy that taught Emily how to fight.
I think the first thing that people actually saw him in was he was in the original version of it. It was either The Grudge or The Ring. No, The Grudge. The original version of The Grudge, like the Japanese version.
Yeah.
So, and he looked young as hell in that. He still looks good for his age. So, I mean, I love him. I love him in anything. He's one of my favorite actors.
Yeah, he's a badass motherfucker.
I like him. I like him, and I like Donnie Yen, too. Donnie Yen, dope as fuck. I watch all them It Man movies.
He was in Blade 2, Donnie
Yen. Yes, he was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a specific, I know they all have specific names, but like apparently like he played a vampire that's like actually in the comics, like in the Blade comics. Like that's really cool. Like he actually got like not like some made up vampire, you know? That's cool. But yeah, he was in Blade 2. He had the sword and shit and he was fighting. Yeah, that's my boy too. Yeah, the movie was dope. Lawrence Fishburne, you know, once again, beside Keanu Reeves, just like old times. I like that they're in the movie. I like that they've been in the movies together. That's cool. But yeah, it was good. I have a feeling they're gonna do a fifth one, but I'm not too sure. Like, I know he's not dead. He ain't died.
Right. They're doing a spinoff of the ballerinas from part 3.
Yeah, they do it in the Continental, right? Like they're doing a TV show.
Yeah, the Continental is supposed to be a prequel before John Wick.
Yeah,
that's supposed to be on the Max.
Yeah, with Winston, right? Like Winston is gonna be based around him, basically.
Yeah, and Lance Hendrickson or Lance Hendrickson. Yeah.
Yes. I was surprised when they shot him in the beginning. I was like, wait, I remember him. Like, he passed away. So kind of.
Right. I was sad. I mean, I was sad when I saw him on screen. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. It was good, though, man. I liked it a lot. He didn't really have to fight really major people. That dude with the fucking silver suit was pissing me off all movie, bro.
Yeah, Pennywise.
No. Bill Skarsgård was just a cowardly bitch. No.
He's Pennywise.
Yeah, I know. The silver suit guard that always was in John Wick's way the whole movie. That dude.
Oh yeah, that scene on the stairwell where he goes all the way to the top and the guy just knocks him down.
We were pissed
because it's like that's real life. That's real life right there.
Yep, that black dude was dope though, Mr. Nobody. He was cool.
Yeah. And then his dog ate his face off and ate his nuts off. I'm like, yeah, yep. Get him.
Fuck him. Yeah, I was like, fuck him. And then they had a woman dressed in black playing in French. That shit was so cool, man. It was good. If like, say if they were to end it like with him on 4, bet. But I feel like they're going to do a 5. I know he wants to take a break. And yo, guys, and I know why he wants to take a break. A lot of people like Keanu Reeves for the wigs, right? But I've been fucking with John Wick. I mean, I've been fucking with Keanu Reeves. I like The Replacements. I like Hardball. I like Devil's Advocate. I like, I think it's called Speed.
Yeah, Speed.
I like the movie with, fucking A. What is his name? I think the movie's called Point Break. It's him and the dude from Dirty Dancing.
Patrick Swayze,
yes, he's in a movie with him. That movie's good. I like Keanu Reeves. He's a good actor. He's done a lot of shit, but he's stopping to do John Wick because apparently he's doing Constantine 2. I'm so hyped. Mm-hmm. I've been fiending for Constantine 2. I love the first one. The first one was so good.
So good.
It was so good. I loved it. It was so funny.
And hey, I like
the Russian dude from Bad Boys 2. He was the devil. He was Lucifer. And he's coming back for the second one to be Lucifer 2. That's my boy,
That's another good actor. He was in John Wick 2. He came out at the beginning.
Yes, he was. Yep. And he was in a Prison Break for a while. He did a couple seasons with them. Yeah, I like that dude.
He always, He always plays a bad guy and everything. I think his name is Peter Stormare, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. He was in, for a little bit, he was in that movie Pain and Gain. He gave Anthony Mackie, like, a penis, like, to get him hard because he was taking roids. Yeah. Yeah, no, I like that Russian dude. He's pretty cool. He's definitely pretty cool. Yeah, but I'm so hyped that movie's coming out. I've been fiending. I like the first one a lot. And Digimon Hansu was in the first one. I like that actor, too. He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's in everything. Like, he's,
yeah, I love
him. Any movie you think... I mean, he's been in every property, like DC, Marvel, Star Wars, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
But have you seen Extraction?
I don't think so. Who's in it?
Thor. Hemsworth.
Really? What's it on?
It's on, well, there's two movies. The new movie just came out, but it's on Netflix. It's, I mean, it's basically in the same realm as John Wick, where it, except his isn't about revenge. Like, his is more like he's hired to do things that people, you know, can't do themselves. Like, he's going to do the dirty work.
So he's
and, you know, rescue somebody. He's more of a mercenary. I mean, he extracts things, I guess is the best way to put it. But, yeah, the first movie, he's hired to find somebody's son and bring him back. And then the second movie that just came out, you know, same thing. He's hired to get someone's family away from this piece of shit, you know, dude that's in jail. But, yeah, the same guys who directed Civil War and, you know, Winter Soldier wrote the script. And the action's really good. Like, it's really fun. I mean, Chris Evans is already a big motherfucker, so him beating the shit out of people, it's like, that's believable. And the second movie that just came out, it wasn't as good as the first one, but like the second movie, the action's really awesome. The action's really good. Like, there's a scene where he literally gets a guy's hand and rips it in half.
Damn.
Like, I wasn't expecting that shit, but yeah, Extraction Part 2 is good. Did you ever watch the Equalizer films with Denzel?
Of course. Those shit was popping. Yo, Drew, you gotta watch Paramount Plus Wrath of Time with Jason Statham. That shit is tough.
I don't have Paramount Plus.
Damn. That movie's dope. You would like that shit.
I have TTV, I can probably look that up.
He comes to the US on a vacation trip with his son. And this group was like doing a job on like a Brinks truck, like getting money, and some dude was just, I guess, out of whack, and he like shot his son. So he basically, I guess, Jason Statham had bread, and like from whatever he did in the UK, so he got like a fake US passport, a fake US ID, mad bread. He went down to it, started working with the Brinks trucks for that company, and then basically finds out the group that did it basically lets the group try to do another bank job, and then like flips the scripts and goes AWOL. And the movie's dope. The movie's fucking dope. He's in it. Let me see if I can name any familiar faces that you probably know. He's in it. Josh Harnett's in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know him. And he's in the running to be Two-Face, apparently.
Yeah, for real?
Well, he's in the running. Him and Joel Kinnaman, that's his name?
Nah, give it to Harnett. That's what's up.
What?
I like Harnett. Yeah.
Me too.
Hey, he was almost Batman before Bale.
Wow, that wouldn't have been bad either.
Right. He said he turned it down because he just felt like he was, what's the word? Like he was burnt out. Like he needed a break.
That's fine.
If he was in that movie, he would have been in The Prestige, which would have had his then girlfriend Scarlett Johansson in it.
Yeah.
But Wrath of Time. Yeah, it sounds familiar. I just haven't seen it. Kind of sounds like another movie with that had Chadwick in it, Boseman, called Message from the King.
Yes, it's almost, bro. It's almost like that movie. Almost. They got bread, like, they come back, and then he dips, bro. The main bad dude is Clint Eastwood's son, which, go figure, he looks like
God Eastwood.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking douchey prick. Like,
yeah, right.
And, he's like the last dude Jason Statham has to get, and it's so funny. He sends him like a warning, like thing in the mail, and like he names off each artery and he does all it's written. And the reason why he did that is that's the each artery that like the dude shot and killed his son at. It's really dope, bro. You would love it. It's like he got payback. Like, you kill my son, I'm gonna kill you, and I'm gonna take your bread, and I don't even need the bread.
Like, yeah, I'll give it a watch.
Yeah, it's dope, man. It's dope. But damn, bro, you got me hyped. Josh Hart, I like him. That you ever saw 30 Days a Night?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite horror movies. It's my favorite vampire movie.
Me too. He's so gangster for what he does. So word, I can't beat you like this. I'm gonna drink. Like, yeah, like, he fought him, like, that's so gangster. And then they couldn't do nothing, because, like, he became, like, he's the main man now. Like, I just beat the leader. Y'all ain't gonna do shit to me. Yeah, man, that shit was dope. And he was in that movie O, right?
Yeah, with Mekhi Phifer, yeah. And it was about Othello.
Yes. That movie was very iconic when I was little. I don't know why, but it just was.
It's kind of a fucked up movie, though.
OD fucked up movie, bro. OD fucked up.
I can't watch it.
Huh?
I said I can't watch it.
Yeah, it's fucked up, bro.
Fucking hate it.
Yeah, my son basically is gonna end up going to jail off of lies.
Yeah, I can't watch that shit, but that shit boils my blood, man.
Yeah. And then have you seen The Faculty?
Yes, I seen The Faculty.
I rewatched it. There's a scene that I forgot about where, like, he kills his teacher, Famke Janssen, like, he chops her head off or whatever, and, like, the head just starts crawling and, like, the body's shining for the head. He just goes, oh, fuck this. He just runs away. He just does what we all do in a horror movie, like, realistically. He's just like, oh, fuck this. I'm out.
Yeah.
And then in the end, he ends up dating his teacher. Well, I'm like, okay, we're just going to forget that's a thing.
But you know what's funny? You saying that he felt burnt out ish, because there was a long period of time where he didn't do shit. So it kind of showed that he really actually needed that break. He actually took the break. Like,
right. Just, and also at the time, like, superhero comic book movies weren't exactly as big as they are now.
Yeah, you're right. The Batman, that was like probably going to be Batman Begins. That's the brand new take. Which, I want to talk to you about something. I don't know why it gets so much grief, but why does Val Kilmer's Batman get grief? I don't understand.
I don't think he necessarily gets grief. I think Clooney gets the most grief, and yeah, to be fair...
Yeah, his is bad. His
to
is
be
bad.
Fair, Clooney actually tried. Like, he was probably the best thing about that movie.
Yeah, by playing George Clooney, yeah, definitely.
Nah, I don't know.
Uma Thurman was bad, and...
Uma Thurman looked like she was having fun, though.
You want to talk about Arnold?
Good because Lord. She didn't look like herself.
Bane.
Yeah, Bane was...
Oh, my God. It's so good. It's so good.
My vines have a crush on you.
Bane was too... Listen, I give the movie its due because it really tried to stick to the wacky how the comic books looked. Like... Tommy Lee Jones looked wacky like Two-Face. Like, my jacket, Two-Face's face is all fucking green. Like, with the Dark Knight, like, I didn't realize, like, there was no bones and shit like that. Like, I get they tried to take the realistic aspect of it, but, like, Tommy Lee Jones' face being all red and all fucked up and shit, and him acting all fucking psycho, like, I didn't see the problem. And Jim Carrey, there was nothing wrong with him either. He was just a flamboyant Riddler. What's wrong with that?
No, I thought he was good. No,
yeah, he was fantastic.
Really, nobody complains about Jim Carrey. The most I hear about that original Batman series was Arnold played a terrible Mr. Freeze.
Oh, bad.
George Clooney was a terrible Batman because he didn't. He's playing George Clooney.
He didn't really do
playing
none.
Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, he ain't do none.
And what else? I heard a lot of people were like. Divided on Tommy Lee Jones, either people hate it or they don't. But
I didn't like his Two-Face.
Me neither. I didn't really care for it. He was too
what
wacky.
Happened? What did he
Two-Face
do?
Two-Face is not wacky.
Because Two-Face isn't, like you said, Two-Face isn't wacky. Two-Face is more grounded and more menacing and intimidating. Whereas you know, Tommy Jones, he was like, ah, I'm crazy.
He's acting like Joker Light.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only thing I watched it over recently. The only bad thing I would say about Val Kilmer was that, like, maybe he was too soft spoken. Like, that's like the only bad complaint I have.
Like the story was that I think Warner Brothers didn't like the fact that Burton's movies were too dark, because their whole thing was, we got to sell, you know, toys to McDonald's, and, you know, this is, you know, comic books are for kids and yada yada yada. So
it's too gothic looking.
Right. Tim Burton went on to do that Superman movie that never got made, and they brought on Joel Schumacher, and Michael Keaton was almost going to stick around, but Joel Schumacher said out loud, why does everything have to be so dark? And Michael Keaton just went, okay, I'm out. Yep. Right, because to this day, Marlon Wayans, who got cast as Robin, gets paid for a role that he never did.
Yeah, no, right?
Right, like, ooh, he even showed artwork for Marlon Wayans.
Yeah, you know that? He was going to be Robin.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Tim Burton's interpretation, but yep. They brought in new people, and to this day, he still gets paid for a role that he never did.
That's crazy.
In his words, but, like, yeah, like, there are a lot of ideas. I think they wanted to bring in Madonna to be Harley Quinn, but they're gonna do something different, like have her be Joker's
daughter
or something like that, or whatever. And I think they were gonna bring back Billy Dee Williams as Two-Face. Well, he was Harvey Dent, but they're gonna bring him as Two-Face.
Right, and what you call it? Nicolas Cage is gonna be Scarecrow.
I didn't hear that.
Oh no, that's no, RJ. That was George Clooney's sequel. That thank God it never happened, bro. Oh,
yeah, yeah. And Madonna was gonna be a part of that film.
Yeah, and they had cool. I thought Coolio was supposed to be in it too.
Yeah.
Well, he was in it, but he had a small part.
Yeah, Coolio was supposed to come back as a villain. Which villain, and I'm not for sure, but he was supposed to come back as a villain too.
Right, Nicolas Cage was Superman in a movie that never happened.
Yeah.
You know, John Lithgow was almost the Joker.
Oh God.
The story is that Tim Burton interviewed him, and John Lithgow just said out loud, "Who's gonna want to see a movie about Batman?"
Yeah, apparently. Apparently, Will Smith was supposed to be cast alongside his wife in The Matrix. I don't even think that would have worked.
Oh, God.
Well, because, like, Will Smith didn't get the concept of the movie. And, like, Jada was trying to break it down to him, and he just didn't get it. So that's why he passed on it. And then he did Wild Wild West instead.
Yeah, no, and that movie wasn't... I liked it, but it's really not that good.
It's not a good film. I mean, me and my cousin get a chuckle out of it, but...
Me too.
That movie was terrible.
But it's bad.
Like,
yeah,
looking back
bad.
On it, yeah. Oh,
it's gosh. Bad, yeah.
The Wild Wild West was good.
Will Smith was almost Superman.
Oh.
They offered him the role, and he said, you do not want to take away... I forgot how he worded it. You don't want to take away the white man's superhero. I think that's how he worded it.
Oh, well, good on him for knowing that.
Yeah, that sucked. Yeah, I mean, he would have been... Oh my God, that would have been another fucking conversation. It would have been going on to this day.
We got enough black superheroes. Use them.
We do.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of actors that it's almost like that coulda, woulda. Like, Heath Ledger was almost Spider-Man, but then he passed on it because he didn't want to take away somebody else's role, and then it went to Toby.
Yeah.
And then Toby almost couldn't do part two, and then Jake Gyllenhaal was on standby.
Oh, God. Jake Gyllenhaal.
I like Jake Gyllenhaal. What do you got against Jake Gyllenhaal?
Jake Gyllenhaal is Peter. I don't know. He looks too cool to be Peter. He don't look like a dork. I don't look at him as a dork.
Their movie
it'd be
together.
Like another...
Their movie together and Brothers was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
So you're saying it would have been another Andrew Garfield thing?
Yeah,
Fucking sucked.
He'd have been too cool to be Peter.
Wait, who sucked?
Andrew Garfield.
He didn't suck.
I hated him. He's whack.
Stop. He is not whack. You're whack.
He acted like Peter Parker was some jock in the movie. I didn't like that.
He was a better fucking Spider-Man than Toby. And he wasn't a jock.
He acted like he bullied the bully.
That's happened in every other
scenes.
That's what fucking Toby did in the first fucking one.
In the first one, he punched him once, and that was the very beginning of the movie when he first got his power, and that was it.
Wait, why are you complaining about a guy being bullying the bully? Like, that's supposed to be a good thing.
Peter Parker didn't do that. It's just, like...
Because he got all this power, and then his uncle set him straight. Like, just because you have that kind of power doesn't mean you should do it.
Fuck Andrew.
And then he learned his way.
Without Spider-Man, there ain't no other movies he really did that was really good.
He's not fucking whack. Watch your mouth.
Hey, what other movie besides the Spider-Man movies did he do? Hacksaw Ridge? Come on. 99.
Like, is it a Facebook movie?
Do you have his IMDb page open? Look it up.
No, I only know a couple. I only saw two other movies of his that were worthy of watching. It was Hacksaw Ridge, which was... it was based on a true story, so it was all right. And then he fucking did 99 Homes. And the only reason I watched that was because my boy, Michael Shannon. That was really it.
My boy.
Yeah, I like Michael Shannon.
I'd be lying to you if I said if I knew Andrew Garfield's catalog outside of Spider-Man in a Facebook movie myself.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's whack.
Oh, so he's a bad person because you don't like him as an actor? Like, what the hell?
That doesn't make him whack.
I didn't say he was a bad fucking person, bro. I just say he fucking sucked. That's it.
He didn't suck.
Damn.
I'll stand on this hill. I thought he was a great Spider-Man.
No.
I don't give a damn. I will die on this hill. He's a great Spider-Man.
He's the worst out of every live-action Spider-Man.
No, he isn't.
He's the worst?
He understood the character a lot better than Toby.
I will say that. His quips were on point. And I don't even like
Maguire.
His movies are my least favorite between the three Spider-Men, but like he got the Spider-Man aspect of a down pack, man.
He understood the character, he understood the shit talking and the quippiness and the story. Toby did things that fucking Spider-Man would never do, which is like what, dancing like a moron and then making up with Gwen Stacy in front of MJ and breaking up a happy marriage.
I honestly didn't think they didn't find the perfect Spider-Man until they fucking found Tom Holland. Like, Tom Holland resembles.
Agree.
Tom Holland resembles that Disney Plus when they got the old Spider-Man shows back. He reminds me of that. Like, the conversations while fighting, the making jokes while fighting, like, that's OD cartoon Spider-Man. Like, he's the perfect Spider-Man. I don't know. I don't like how Andrew Garfield portrayed as Peter Parker. He acted too cool. Like, it didn't make sense. Like, he didn't act like that. He didn't. In not one way did Andrew Garfield act like a nerd out of the movies at all. And he is. And
nerds have evolved over the years.
Huh?
Nerds have evolved over the years. Not every nerd looks like Toby. You know, nerds kind of look different.
Let me get Toby. Right. This is one thing that I didn't like about Toby that I don't even think people even talk about. Toby from Spider-Man 1, when he's graduated, right? High school. He graduated high school. He already looked like he was like a second, third year in college.
Yeah, that was my problem with it too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he was too old.
27.
He looked too old. That movie. He looked way too old, bro. They all look like they're already in college. They graduated.
Flash?
No way.
They look older than the fucking teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe Manganiello, who's like, I'm 16. Like, no, you're not, bitch.
Bro, like, right? Like, come on. And then on top of it, when you look at it this way, Tobey Maguire did too much crying. Just waterworks every fucking movie. Like, he has three scenes.
I don't like his crying face. I don't like his crying face. Look,
he just cried too much. Like,
Tom, when he cries, you know who Tom reminds me of a little bit? Tom reminds me of Grant Gustin as The Flash, where, like, he uses his whole face to emote. And when he cries, it's more of just like that. It's like the scene in No Way Home when he's holding Aunt May. And he's not doing the, like, he's doing the, come on, May, wake up, I'm here, wake up.
Yeah.
And he just has that face where it's just like, oh, man, don't cry, you're killing me right now. Like, that's, Tom is the perfect Spider-Man because he, to me, he's the best of both worlds when it comes to what Toby did good and what Andrew did good, where, like, how do I put it? Like, he's not... I don't want to say he's ugly, but it's like he's not good looking to the point where it's distracting. And that, I think that's kind of where a lot of the hate from Andrew came from, is that he was too good looking to be Spider-Man. He's too good looking to be Peter Parker.
I'll give you one thing about Andrew. What I did like about the first one a lot was that he was in the lab a lot. We didn't really see that much.
Right.
Like, he was really involved. Like, they really showed you how smart he really was. I like that. Because they didn't do that in any three of the Peter Parker, well, the Toby ones. They didn't. That's one thing I really liked. That's one thing I really liked. And two, the uniqueness of the villains. Not one of the villains was used from Toby's. So I like that too.
Right. The first one I like, because the first one seemed more grounded and like more realistic. Whereas the second one they fumbled. They fumbled the ball a lot.
Fumbled that. Like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
And then No Way Home, both guys got a chance to kind of like, you know, tie up loose ends. So that I love that. So, but yeah, Tom to me is just the perfect Spider-Man because he's innocent. He has that innocent look of just a kid that's in way over his head, and then eventually he kind of gets the character down.
Yeah.
Because like No Way Home essentially was like all three movies that he did were like a big origin story that we didn't know about.
Yeah.
And now we get to see him on his own, just do his own thing, and not have to rely on the Avengers or Tony or anyone else. And I think that was kind of the big complaint with Tom's movies was that they were relying too heavily on Tony.
Yeah.
And then the third one came up, and it's just like now he's on his own. Like Toby and Andrew came in as like character development.
Because
I'm seeing a lot of weird hatred for No Way Home because like people are saying, oh, we rely too much on fan service. I'm like, no, dipshit. They bring in the Spider-Mans to help Tom with his character development.
Yeah.
You know, mature. Right. Toby's telling Tom, don't go down that dark path whenever he was about to kill Green Goblin, like he grabs the glider and gives a look like, no, I'm not gonna let that happen to you. And then Andrew's saying the same thing of, I don't want you to end up like me, you know, bitter and angry at the world because you lost the most important person in the world to you. So now Tom has all that, especially the villains, same thing. The villains are brought in to help Tom with his character development, and it worked because now we're gonna have that next trilogy. And it's just going to be Tom dealing with his own problems, and I have to rely on the Avengers and Tony. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely agree.
Yeah. People. I think that's about it. Yeah. Anything else, people? Brothers, fellas?
Nah, that's it on my end, man.
I'm angry. I'm angry about everything.
Oh, shit. Drew said he's going to stop pulling his punches.
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed. It was fun.
Hope you enjoyed all this justice.
Yep. Justice.
Oh, choke. Drew, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question real quick, Drew. How you feel about the prospect of a feud between Dijak and Von Wagner?
I know Justin's going to love that.
Oh, my God. The comedy, unintentional and intentional, is going to be fucking through the roof for me. Justice! Take those stupid sunglasses off, Dijak. We inside.
Make them a tag team. Fuck it.
Come Tuesday. Some justice.
I'm gonna find out what happened to your big head.
Just make him a buddy cop tag team. You know, one's the serious one, the other is not so serious.
The intelligent one and the dumb dumb. Oh my God. Oh man.
Just do like skits where like they're in an interview room and Dijak's sitting down, and then Von tries to sit down, but he ends up slipping out of his chair. This is my partner, Vaughn.
Vaughn Wagner.
They're just in a house looking for evidence, and you know, Dijak's like, I found a kilo of cocaine. And you see Vaughn sniffing the cocaine.
I gotta go away for a second. Von Wagner turns around, his nose is all white.
Von, what are you doing? I was going through the evidence.
I was just trying to make sure everything was all good, you know?
Oh, man. Jesus Christ. That's comedy right there. I want to see it, like, now.
Comedy. comedy, I'm telling you.
But anyway, now, happy birthday to Justin. Today's Justin's birthday. Happy birthday to my podcasting partner in crime.
Yes, sir.
Buster Tees.
Yes, sir.
Check out Spine Buster Tees, people.
Yeah. If you're in San Antonio, if you're in San Antonio, you just want to make a road trip, come to Spine Buster Tees, people. A Wonderland Mall in Maryland.
There you go.
That's right. That's right. But yeah, people, we hope you guys enjoyed. It was fun. You guys enjoy the rest of your Sunday. It's your last day of the week, last day of your off day, I would say, because I know after today, shit. All right, you got to that work week, man. I know RJ about to get into that work week, so.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, people, we appreciate y'all. Always love, always. RJ, Drew. Oh, my fault. RJ, motherfucking Yari. I appreciate y'all.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
No, I said, mm-hmm. Thank you. Appreciate you too, man.
Oh, yeah. Andrew Garfield sucks.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord.
First of all, motherfucker. First of all,
I'll play.
You out.
And I'm out too. Oh, shit. Yeah, people.
Why are you trying to make me go on another rant?
No, I'm playing. I'm sorry.
I know. But fuck Ezra Miller. Fuck Ezra Miller, definitely.
Yes. I hope you enjoy the movie tonight. It looks amazing, so. Regardless, I hope you guys enjoy.
And, I hope so.
But yeah, people, enjoy the rest of your day. And we will catch you guys next week. You already know.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Make sure your life's always too sweet.
Too sweet.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.